This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. We thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
Okay, my brethren and my friends.
The
preaching of the establishment of the kingdom of heaven on earth with the descended throne. You see, it's the gospel of the fulfillment of the divine plan of God for man.
You
must understand that God has a plan for man. It does not matter how confused the world is. But God has His divine plan. So this divine plan is what we are telling you about that is now commenced. What is the divine plan of God? Now, the divine plan of God for man is to set up His dominion on earth. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
The divine plan which God has determined for man right from the time of creation is to set up His dominion, His own dominion on planet earth.
Ètò Ọlọ́run tó lọ láti pinu fún ẹ̀dá ènìyàn láti pinlẹ̀ ṣe ayé wá òun láti sọ ìjọba rẹ̀ kalẹ̀ sí ayé.
According to Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìwé Genesis orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀
kẹrin. Let us create man in our image and our likeness. That they may take dominion over all things. The air, fishes in the birds in the air, fishes in the sea, and the animal species on land to take dominion.
In the presence of
time, man lost that dominion unto Satan the devil in the Garden of Eden. And since then, God has promised that He will restore that dominion to man. He made that known to Job, the righteous Job, the Bible. Job 38, verse 33. Job, God was asking Job. He was revealing His plan in advance.
Say,
do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you establish that dominion on earth?
Oluwan pray lowo Job, o n pray lowo re wipe iwa mo ilana orun, iwa le fi ijoba re lele ile aye.
Job 38, verse 33. Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Can thou set the dominion thereof in the earth?
I'm talking about dominion.
We are talking about Joba.
I'm talking about dominion. I'm
talking about Joba.
This is the central theme for my message in the world. That's the plan and promise of God. Now, God reveals that the restoration of the dominion would be by the hand of another son of man.
That
is our joy now. As it is being foretold in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
So
you must understand the process now about God's dominion.
I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Verse 14, and there was given him dominion and glory and kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion.
That is, God has designed it that the restoration of that lost dominion will be by the another, by the hand of another son of man.
Yeah.
That is the dominion got lost by the hand of man, and by the hand of another man, will it be restored?
Yeah, ni kwe ulwa ti kwenye kwe imuche isoka lejoba yifun aye yojela towo omwenyo miro.
And this is what has come to fulfillment, precisely on the 30th 7, 2015.
Isilowa ni imuche ni ogbojo oshukeje odu 2015.
This is the fulfillment time and hour of the fulfillment of all these prophecies. Fulfilled by another comforter, Olutomole universe. I have the keys. The true God Olutomole has lodged the keys of the kingdom into my hands.
For
fellowship. So I'm calling everyone to come to the kingdom. I now call you to come to God's dominion. You see, it's a kind of moving from the demonic rule of Satan the devil to the divine rule of God.
That is the
establishment of this throne now. This is the dominion now. Like you are saying, you Karmites, you are not under the demonic rule of Satan the devil. He has no power over you. Now, I want to quickly talk about the benefits. You want to ask, what's the benefit of my coming under God's throne? What do I stand to gain?
Right,
you want to know?
And God shall wipe away all tears.
God will wipe away all tears
from
now.
Their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying.
You will never experience all those calamities before people that are still under the demonic rule of Satan in the world. You know, Satan is the prince of this world.
Satan no more ladder yeji.
And he's torturing people. Destroying lives, corrupting people in the world, all the high places in the world. Corruption and corruption you find. Only on that God's throne you find righteousness and obedience.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni kí ó sì sí ìrora mọ́ nítorí pé ohun àtijọ́ ti kọjá lọ.
Ẹkún òṣè ikú ìparun àti ìpayín kékeré ló ń bẹ nínú ayé tí sàtánì ṣàkóso rẹ̀. Ṣùgbọ́n ní inú ìtẹ́ ogun ọlọ́run tó lọ́wọ́ ti sọ̀kalẹ̀ sí ayé yìí pé gbogbo nǹkan wọ̀nyí ló wá ti pinnu pé a kì yóò mọ̀ wọ́n nínú ìtẹ́ rẹ̀ lórí ayé.
My men and my people, listen to me.
Ẹyẹ ènìyàn, ẹ gbọ́.
By this descent of the throne and tabernacle of God on earth, that is the throne of God, the dominion of God is now established. On that now descended, God is calling every man into a new beginning now.
This is what we are saying. That is job by the call. See, aye, all one who go in your see, he bury aye, titun.
God is calling all the world into a new beginning.
And all one who go aye, para see, he bury aye, titun.
Yes, because it's the dawn of a new disposition, a new era has commenced on earth. God is calling everybody.
Sir, it is no yes, you lay to ask people who in a sea bed to know.
The religious leaders, the political leaders, all community leaders, all those in the society. God is calling everyone into a new beginning. By this establishment of the dominion of God on earth, God is offering everyone, every man, every woman, a second chance in life. God has given everyone a second chance. The opportunity in that life. Everyone who has lived his life in error.
Or
in spiritual ignorance. Everyone that has lived his life in rebellion against God. Everyone that has misused his liberty, either in criminality God is giving you a second chance to relive your life in holiness. That's the essence of the establishment of the throne of God and the commencement of God's rule on earth. The age of another comforter is God's offer of second chance in life. This is the mystery. Now, if you are listening to me, I want you to start taking the right step now. You know the way you have been living, and you know God's judgment is coming upon you if you don't heed this call.
And make
a new resolution in your life, your mind, that you want to commence a new life of righteousness. Because since God is God of righteousness, and the throne that has now descended is the throne of righteousness, of holiness and truth, so that you will escape all these calamities, catastrophes, all this judgment, tribulation that had been pronounced and determined upon the demonic rule of Satan and the devil. God is offering you another second chance. You see, very many people, a lot of robbers, yes, haven't been tied to this main sentence to be eliminated. That is this. Robbers, when they are apprehended and they find them guilty, the court says, let him die by shooting. Most of them regret their lives. They wish to live, to have the opportunity to live their life all over again. Regretting that, yes, I never knew it would be so. If I have the opportunity to be alive, I will change my life. But nobody in the society is not offering anybody any second chance. But now men and people, with the descent of the dominion of God on earth, God is offering this second chance. Most people, when their marriages end up on the rocks, they start to regret. They seek for a second chance. But nobody offers people second chance. But in this disposition, God is offering everyone a second chance. All of us out there, I want you to take heed. This wonderful opportunity that has never been offered any man to start a new life in God's righteousness. And by this receive, you become a blessing in the world, instead of becoming an accost that the gegufun. Now, I declare, may God make you blessings in the world.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I want you to obey the voice of God. I'm calling you out into God's righteousness. Separate yourself from sinfulness, from belief into righteousness of God.
Their
lives your joy.
Their
lives your happiness. Their lives your salvation.
Their
lives your eternal life. Forever.
Visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com. And also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle @kaimholythrone.
You can also reach the Another Comforter directly through this hotline 080-33-777-996.
Contact address
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.